It is the sixth day of February 2017. I'm Todd Gleason. We're now joined by Mark Russo. He's at Wrist Pulse in Chicago, Illinois, to take up the weather forecast. A little rain here at this point, and it's really very warm for the month of February. Can we expect more of the same?
Yeah, we do see more on the way here, Todd, across not only the Midwest, but across really the entire central and eastern U.S. This warmer than normal pattern looks to be basically locked into place at least for the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's not going to be anomalously warm every single day. And in fact, this week there is going to be a brief shot of colder weather coming up the middle part of this week. But again, brief, only lasting a day or two before temperatures then quickly rebound back to warmer than normal levels. The core of Arctic cold will remain across Canada and will also be spilling on the other side of the Northern Hemisphere in places such as Europe and Russia and China. But we're not seeing the big plunge of Arctic air into the lower 48, such as what we saw in early December. We're just not seeing that here as we go through the remainder of February. So with that, we see a warmer bias. There'll be some precipitation along with that, but overall kind of a quiet weather scenario across actually much of the central U.S. with the pattern here upcoming.
All right. So we'll have to be a little concerned about that, at least as it relates to insect populations at some later date. And we'll take that up eventually. We'll wait and see whether we get cold air sometime in March to really begin to thin out some of those populations. We better turn our attention, though, now to South America. Tell me about crop conditions in the primary growing regions.
Well, they continue to be in very good shape across the vast majority of South America acreage. That's true in Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay. Over the weekend, we saw widespread significant rains in the areas that needed the most. The what had been lone dry pockets in portions of Argentina picked up significant rainfall. And then in the northeastern areas of Brazil, which had been on the dry side, those areas picked up significant rainfall. And more rain's on the way as the pattern will feature a lack of ridging over interior South America throughout the remainder of February, we feel, and that's going to continue to allow rains to develop with frontal systems in Argentina and southern Brazil, and then with the daily development of showers and storms across the northern sections of Brazil. The question becomes, is some of the rainfall too heavy to be problematic? And we don't think so. There was some isolated heavier rain over the weekend in central Buenos Aires, but it was very localized and actually happened in some of what had been the driest pockets there in Argentina. So we do not see the pattern as being really problematic or reverting back to those heavy rain events, such as what we saw in early Jan and late Dec.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Monday afternoon. Again, I'm traveling tomorrow, so we'll talk with Wayne Nelson a bit early, but we'll have a good show for you tomorrow afternoon. I'll be in Mount Vernon in the morning and then McLeansboro in the evening tomorrow and Sycamore on Wednesday.